Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
When Zeb Alley died last week, lots of people in North Carolina thought they'd lost one of their best friends. And those of us who worked the Raleigh scene knew him as one of the most influential lobbyists ever to work with the North Carolina General Assembly. Well, Zeb, almost nobody called him Mr. Alley, was a former legislator from the mountains, and he was almost always ranked number one on the lobbyist effective list compiled by the North Carolina Center for Public Policy Research. And with good reason. He knew how the legislature works. It's not exactly how the civics lessons teach us. Legislators are complicated people. Just like the rest of us, they have their pet projects, their special interests, their friends whom they would like to help, their enemies whom they have a hard time trusting, and their hopes for advancement, and of course, for re-election. Zeb made it his business to know about these things and to help them when he could, which was almost always. His mountain background gave him a quiet, respectful manner that won friends and drew people to him. At Ruby and Jack Hunt's legendary home cooking suppers, where the state's most influential people often gathered, they gathered around Zeb to hear his stories. One of my favorites was about one of his clients back when Zeb was trying to make a living as a lawyer representing mountain people who got into trouble. "This man was the most unsuccessful criminal I ever met," Zeb told us. "Trying to commit an armed robbery with a broken shotgun and one shell that he fired as a warning shot. Then he ran away, but got caught by the intended victims, who beat him to a pulp before the sheriff arrived. Then he was charged with attempted rape, which was terrible. But it was only attempted because he fell asleep before he committed the crime." When Zeb would stop, his friends urged him on and on. And I thought to myself, if I were a legislator, my door would always be open to Zeb. I would stop whatever I was doing just to hear him tell another story. And an open door to an important legislator's office is the effective lobbyist's most prized possession. An open door to the office of a powerful and busy legislator gives the lobbyist the opportunity to present his or her client's positions in the most positive way. More importantly, it gives the lobbyist the chance to hear the legislator's real worries and problems about those positions. And an experienced and effective lobbyist like Zeb was could often work out a way to deal with those problems or to figure out a way to work around them. And unlike the inept criminal who only had one shell in his shotgun, Zeb always had multiple ways to work around every problem. We'll miss him. This is D.G. Martin.